Well, the recommendation is in, and here's the verdict. The Johnson County Public Library system needs to grow, and grow a lot. Library consultants say the system's square footage needs to increase by about 50% to keep up with expected population growth. Some new libraries will need to be built, the consultants add, and a whole lot of existing library buildings need to be modernized. With us to talk about this set of recommendations is Christopher Leach. He's Community Relations Coordinator for the Johnson County Public Library. Christopher, nice to have you back.
Steve, thanks for having us.
Jill Ayers is an associate at Group 4 Architecture Research and Planning Consultants. Group 4 worked as consultants on the Library Master Plan. She joins us from South San Francisco, always a nice place to be from. Jill, nice to have you too. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jill. Nice to hear from you.
Yes, you too.
Christopher, what was the purpose of this review of the library system? What was that all about?
Well, we're a really dynamic and efficient and productive library system, but we're at capacity. We circulate 7 million objects a year. We see 3 million pairs of feet come through our doors a year, and we entertain 3 million reference requests online a year. And we are constantly reviewing our processes and trying to do everything as efficiently and productively as possible, but we are reaching the limits of what our current capacity allows us to do.
And how do you know that? How do you know you've reached your limits?
Well, we have a cadre of librarians, and as you know, librarians are very efficient and organized people, and we have the circulation and collection crews particularly who are always analyzing and monitoring what's circulating, what's not, how many people are using what library and for what purpose. And they know that we are doing almost as much as we can with what we've got. And if we want to be prepared for the future, we have to start planning now.
Well, Jill Ayers, give us some overall context here. I mean, is the Johnson County Library system woefully outdated or just moderately so compared to other systems that you've looked at across the country?
From a service standpoint, I think Johnson County Library is really at the forefront of providing service. One of the things, as Christopher said, that they're struggling with is capacity. Part of that is space, but a lot of it has to do with the type of space. The facilities that Johnson County Library has, most of them were designed, 30, 40 years ago for a model of library service that was very book oriented. It was about housing the book and controlling the, the distribution of those books. More and more, Johnson County Library, as other libraries around the country are seeing, is that people coming in and wanting more activities that happen in the library. So making the facilities more open and flexible and a place where people can come and collaborate together and learn.
So that's the new model then, libraries becoming a place where the public gathers, community gathering places, Jill. Do I have that right?
That is a central role of the library, yes.
Yeah. Christopher, the recommendations for more space, that surprised the leaders of your system, or were people pretty much expecting all this?
I think there are a couple of surprises in this plan, but overall, we've been anticipating what this plan would tell us because, as I said, we are always monitoring what we're doing in the libraries and how we do it, and we have felt the crunch on space and on capacity and on usership and the kind of usership that we're seeing increasing. So we were prepared for the bold vision that this plan presents us with.
All right. Well, Jill, how do you guys go about determining just how many square feet a library system needs? I mean, to what extent is it a crapshoot here as you look at at a system like this?
One of the driving principles of system-wide facilities master planning for libraries is the concept that services grow, the need for services grows proportionate to the population size. And so facilities also grow proportionate to population size. The trick in master planning is to find the right way to translate that population size into the right amount of space that that community needs. We looked at a lot of things in Johnson County. One aspect that came out of our assessment is that the community is highly mobile, which really offers a lot of opportunities to design the system in such a way that it could be very efficient. If this was a community where people couldn't move around as much, or if there were big geographic barriers, like, a huge river in the middle of the community, we would have designed the system a little bit differently. But Johnson County is very has very fluid transportation throughout it, and that offered some really great opportunities to reduce actually the amount of space that previous master plans thought that the county would need for libraries.
Sure. Well, let's get into some numbers here, Christopher. I mean, the total square footage, according to the consultants here, Jill and her crew, should grow from 282,000 square feet, which is what the system is now, to 422,000 square feet. That's an increase of nearly 50%, because I did the math myself last night.
Good for you.
That's a big jump, right?
I'm very proud of you.
And I'm a whiz when it comes
as
to
an
math.
Art, as an art historian, I can verify that's good math.
Yes.
But we have to understand, we're under capacity now. If you look at what's recommended nationally as square foot per capita library space, what is realistic for our system according to our consultants and what we have now, a lot of library systems use this idea of 1 square foot per capita of library space is what you should aim for. And that's not based on anything other than old librarians' tales. We're operating at about 0.5 square feet per capita right now.
And per capita meaning your entire population
serve. In our service area, Johnson County. And we're almost bursting at the seams. This plan proposes getting us closer to about 0.6. Isn't that right, Jill?
Yes.
And with our efficiencies and with clever composition of the delivery of services around the county, we don't think we have to hit that kind of imaginary or mythic target of 1 square foot per capita, but that we can continue to dynamically and nimbly offer these services at about 0.6. It's a big number when you look at it all at once, but we also have to think of this happening over the space of the next 20 years. So next week, we won't suddenly have 50% more library space.
This is a 20-year plan.
It is indeed. And we will grow that space as the population grows and where the population grows and eventually arrive at this amount of square foot for service.
If this increase in square footage, Jill, would be accomplished, how? I mean, how many new branch libraries do you recommend should be built here over the next couple decades?
This plan recommends 2 new branches and then looking at building capacity on the existing network of facilities that Johnson County Library is already operating. The idea behind that is it's the most operationally efficient over the long term to grow the branches that you have rather than keeping, you know, adding more and more branches to serve the population. Mm-hmm. The 2 new branches that are proposed are in areas of the county that are geographically less well served than other areas of the county are now.
And those 2 areas, Christopher, are where?
Monticello, which is in north central Johnson County,
okay.
And the Blue Valley South area down around Aubrey Stillwell.
Okay.
No specific location determined yet.
Let me get our listeners involved here. I mean, in your view, does the Johnson County Library System need to be expanded? What would you like to see in terms of library facilities that you aren't seeing today? 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. Again, 816-235-2888, or tweet us at KCUR up to date. You also called, Jill, for modernizing several other branches. What does that mean exactly, you know, when you say modernizing these buildings?
Some of that has to do with the older facilities in the system that, as I mentioned, were really built to house books. Some of that is taking those stacks down a little bit, letting the collection breathe a little bit, making it a little bit more accessible to people who do want to come in and browse the collection. Mm-hmm. The collection is still a central service in Johnson County, and over the next 20 years, we, you know, absolutely do not see that going away. Print materials are still important and will continue to be important. It's then building in those spaces for people, having more space for kids to come in and do their homework together, or local entrepreneurs to come in and have a meeting at the library, or to research, do research for their business. All those activities that sort of can't happen right now in a building that's full of stacks.
Hmm. And we've also seen these libraries develop, especially concentrated in the Northeast, on kind of the fast food model that every site has to be exactly the same, providing exactly the same variety and type of services.
And you're throwing that idea out, Christopher?
Oh, no. We're nimbly adjusting it to the realities of the 21st century. What we are anticipating is that we'll have equitable service distributed in all these existing branches and the new ones, but they won't necessarily be identical. There will be a baseline of library service, but it won't be McDonald's cookie cutter. One library may be especially focused on history or genealogy, and mm-hmm. another may be a smaller neighborhood library with a lot more story times. We'll need to be responsive to the needs of that community as we make those determinations.
And which branches would be modernized, Christopher?
A lot of them are in Northeast mm-hmm. Johnson County because those are the oldest buildings in the system.
Corinth, Cedar Row.
Antioch,
yeah.
Et cetera.
My libraries. Yeah.
Exactly. And you're using them so much, Steve, that we have to get right on those. There are a couple.
At the Cedar Row, I love that turtle thing. There's this turtle in the aquarium. I'm waiting for my son who's doing some homework or whatever with his buddies, and I'm watching this turtle swim around, and I can play with my key against the glass, and we have a great time together.
And what you've just described is the kind of community building activity that we see happening in libraries that
there
we need
go.
To provide more room for.
More
so
turtle. I'm on more turtles.
You're on the cutting edge of library
yeah.
and usership, yeah. Steve. We also have a couple of branches in the southwest part of the county that could use some modernizing, renovation, or replacement at the current site based on anticipated population growth there.
Let me go to some phone calls at 816-235-2888. Mallory from Olathe. Mallory wants more turtles in Olathe, too, I think. Mallory, good morning.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'd love more turtles, but I also wanted to ask if you guys have thought about expanding your hours. I know on Sunday, you're only open from about 1 to 5.
Ah, Sunday hours, Christopher.
This is a common refrain, so thank you for echoing that, Mallory. We don't have any plans at this moment to expand hours. We did shift our hours recently so that we're open earlier during the day, and a lot of people are really happy about that. I think we want to be very careful as we expand Sunday hours because it's an expensive proposition, and as we examine usership, we see more people in the morning, during the work week, than we do even at these branches that are open on Sundays. The Sunday branches are busy, but the flow of visitorship isn't suggesting an immediate increase in those hours, but it is something we'll constantly be evaluating. So speak up, Mallory, often, and let us know how you feel.
And if I understand correctly, you guys do set your hours, but that's largely a function of budget, which has to do with decisions the Johnson County Commission makes to some extent, Christopher?
Yes. We answer to the Johnson County Board of County Commissioners. Mm-hmm. And while we do have a separate taxing authority that supports the libraries, it's our commissioners who determine how those monies are used. And they trust the library, so they normally say library use these funds respectfully as you have in the past, and we'll let you do that. But when we do see a decline in collections of this property tax, like we did in 2008, 2009, mm-hmm. we have to have a compensating reduction in service or expenses of some kind. And we found the easiest way to do that without laying a whole bunch of people off was just to cut open hours. And we've been trying to restore those hours as judiciously as we can.
Hmm. Jill Ayers with Group 4 Architecture that helped plan this master plan here. You know, you also talk in the plan about the possibility of relocating and expanding three current library branches. Which ones are you talking about there?
The DeSoto branch, which is in the northwest part of the county, is very small in its mm-hmm. current location. It can't expand there. The population out there is projected to grow. As a point of reference, the Mid-America Regional Council projects that Johnson County overall is going to grow 30% over the next 20 years, which is part of why the master plan seems to call for so much space. It's really, as Christopher said, to address that growing need. Mm-hmm. DeSoto is one of those places. Spring Hill, which is down in the very southern part of the county, also has a very small little building on a small lot that really doesn't offer good opportunities for expansion. And then, what was the third one, Christopher?
Lackman.
Nope. Thank
Lackman
you.
Branch, right.
Christopher, these are libraries that were built when the population base out south was small, I'm gathering, and then it's grown and you got to adjust.
Exactly. If you look at the distribution of libraries throughout the county, we're following the population along highways and where development has been most robust. And we've tried to establish a foothold or a toehold in these communities and then expand as necessary. Yeah. And DeSoto and Spring Hill especially are very intimate locations, I think is the best way to say it. And they don't have the expansive hours that a lot of other branches mm-hmm. do. They're very popular and they're much used. And as we anticipate that population use growing, we want to make sure we're prepared to help those libraries expand at the same time. The Lackman branch is another question of... We don't have much capacity on that site to expand or do much to that building. Mm-hmm. So we may need to reconsider its location within the city of Lenexa, but shifting it to a place where we have just a little more flexibility.
You know, Jill, Dave via email offered us this idea. We'd love to see new facilities with coffee bars, he says. Right now we spend our study research time at places like Starbucks. What about that, Jill?
That's something that libraries across the country are all seeing.
Yeah.
Even just starting from the a starting point of just letting people bring food and drink into the library, it's part of that third space concept of having it be a place that people want to come and be comfortable and enjoy food and drink. Various libraries incorporate selling coffee or snacks or both in different ways. Some have kind of a vending machine approach, and others are able to, you know, incorporate a more full service kind of place where you can get a latte. It all depends on the individual library system, and that's something that I don't think we've worked through with Johnson County Library just yet.
What do you make of that idea, Christopher? If people want it, why not go there?
Well, we do permit people now, and this is a new policy since I came to the library last year, to bring food or drink and enjoy it at the library while you're studying or you're there with your family. And this has taken our librarians a little getting used to because for a long time we've asked people not to do that. The other consideration we want to make is, do we want to compete with businesses in the immediate vicinity of these libraries? And many of our libraries are located near little coffee shops or drive-through coffee huts. And we want to respect those businesses and not, you know, immediately compete them out of business. I know I see a lot of those coffee cups in our libraries, so I know our users are picking up a cappuccino at the Caribou next door and bringing it over to Antioch. And that seems to be an easy solution for them when they can't order it at the checkout counter.
Well, who will determine whether you have coffee or a coffee bar inside some of your branches or not, Christopher?
That's eventually up to our executive team and our board to make that determination. Before we make any decision like that, we're going to ask users if that's important to them and if they would patronize these businesses essentially within the library. And if so, it's something we might move forward with.
Jill, you did not recommend the closing of any branch. Do I have that accurately?
You do. We did not recommend closing.
But Christopher, there's been some talk about that. Fill us in there.
There's been a lot of talk since a facilities plan was released in 2009 recommending condensing two of our Northeast libraries into one. And that conversation has continued during the planning phase, because during planning, you have to consider every conceivable option as you arrive at the optimum solution. And I think that our board especially aren't doing their job if they're not raising these kinds of questions. So I think we're going to continue to hear that kind of conversation. But the plan that was approved says we're not closing any branches and we're staying where we are and expanding a little bit.
Jake from South Kansas City, welcome to Up to Date, Jake.
Good morning, folks. Curious as to how far along or if there is anything going on integrating the collections among, you know, Mid-Continent on the Missouri side, Kansas City, Missouri, and Johnson County. And an observation, Steve, quit antagonizing the turtle.
Okay? I can't help myself, Jake. What about integrating the different library systems, Christopher?
The best way for us to do that is to make it easier to use these independent libraries, because they all have independent boards and taxing districts and funding, and we cross state lines. And we've found out a long time ago that we can't integrate them operationally necessarily, like make them all the same collection. What we can do is make it easy for you as a user to use one of the five library systems in our drivable area without having to do a lot of work. Right now we have a great operating relationship or partnership with the Olathe system, because that's a separate library system, and the two branches there. You can go into an Olathe or Johnson County library with your Olathe or Johnson County card, check out books, use the libraries. You don't even have to think about it. And we are currently working with our partners at Mid-Continent Library and Kansas City Public and KCK.
And actually crossing the state line, Christopher, goodness gracious, that'd be a miracle if that happens.
Knowledge knows no borders.
Yeah, there you go. Just a final question, Christopher. How would you pay for all this?
That's a good question that, fortunately, I don't have to answer. The Board of County Commissioners and the Library Board need to answer that, and they start talking about that today. Our job was to prepare a good plan that meets the needs of the citizens, and then our elected officials will help us understand how we're going to pay for it.
Beth wrote to ask us this. Does the library survey patrons for when it comes to need and what needs to happen at the libraries?
Oh, my God, we do nothing more. And in fact, some of our patrons have said, will you quit asking us what we want? Just do it. We have a little bit of questionnaire fatigue in the community. But we never tire of hearing from our patrons. And you can send us an email, call us, come in and visit, and tell us what you think, because that's how we improve services and serve you better.
Okay, I want to thank great conversation here. I want to thank Christopher Leach with the Johnson County Public Library and Jill Ayers, an associate with Group 4 Architecture Research and Planning. They were the consultants on the new library master plan. Thank you both for a great conversation.
Thank you, Steve,
appreciate
very
it.
Much. Appreciate
thank
it.
You very much.
Bye, Jill.